Okay, I want to thank the gentleman at 1155 up there who gave me a bourbon shot unexpectedly about 7 to 8 minutes ago. Went down smooth. It is appreciated. So I want to take you back to 2009. Good times for everybody's lives, I'm sure. I was in the middle of my first major unemployment. I say first, just keep that in mind, okay? And I was at bartenders in Canton, if you will. And I'm talking to a friend, and he looks at me, and he goes, you know, we really should have taken that trip cross country. And at that moment, I knew one thing. I was taking that trip cross country, and I wasn't going with him. 10 days later, I moved back to my native home of Connecticut. 10 days after that, after recovering from a short flu, if you will, I got on my Subaru Outback, and I headed west. And I got as far as I could west. I had hit 35 states at that point in my life, and I wanted to get as close to 50 as I could. So I wound up many days later in a little place called Bismarck, South Dakota. Might have been North Dakota. I'm not sure which Dakota it was. Is it? Not too far from Fargo. I did go to Fargo, by the way, but I ended up in Bismarck, and I went into a Comfort Inn. Delightful. And the wonderful thing about the Comfort Inn is that all the rooms are no smoking because it's kind of the federal law, but that doesn't mean that you couldn't have gutted a deer in there. Which was a nice plus when I got into the room, but after driving for 6 hours that night, probably from Fargo, from someplace else, I'm not sure, I realized I'm probably just going to put up with the gutting of the deer and the smell of urine, whatnot. Maybe it's just the custom out there, I don't know. So the following day I get up, I'm pretty excited because I'm in Bismarck, right? And in my travel journal, I called this Bismarcky. And I gotta tell you, Bismarcky did not have what I need, right? And they weren't what you might call just a friend either. I'm just saying. Some of you get that, others need an explanation. So I get up the next day, and not only, I realize very quickly that not only have the supermarket interiors in Bismarck not been updated since 1976, neither have the maps on your GPS. So I decide to go. My next stop is Bozeman, Montana. And I start zipping down the street, and I'm feeling pretty good about the GPS system that at the time I don't know is not updated. And I find myself on these dirt roads that are kind of these large humps, like so. And I go over the hump and down the hump, and I'm driving a Subaru Outback. You know, it's four-wheel drive. I should be able to handle this. And I realize I'm going way too fast. So I slow it down about 20, and I'm over a hump and down a hump and over a hump and down a hump. And this happens about 10 or 15 times. And I go over this hump, and I get to the top of the hump, and what do I see? As far as the eyes can go, but cattle. Thousands of cattle. I look to my left, cattle. I look to my right, cattle. They might have been cows. They could have been bulls. They might have been steers. But to me, being from suburban Connecticut growing up in Baltimore for the previous 9 years, those things were cattle. So I sat there in the car, and I rolled down the windows like a kid that went to the zoo for the first time. I was gleeful. I was laughing out loud. There was no one in the car because I didn't take the guy that I told you about who was left back at bartenders wondering why we weren't on this trip together. So I wait, and after about 10 or 15 minutes, I'm videotaping it. I'm trying to moo with the cows or the cattle or the steer or the bulls or the longhorns. I don't know what they are, but I'm going moo, moo, moo. And then after 15 minutes, you know, the novelty kind of wears off. And then another half an hour goes by, and I'm, like, not able to move because I'm going to hit these animals, and I don't want to, you know, on a hamburger, maybe in a steakhouse. That's one thing, but in real life, that's a whole other world. So about an hour, 15 goes by, and I see in the distance, I hear a hum in the distance, and up comes a ATV, four-wheel drive guy. And this guy's got, like, sweatpants on, and he's got, like, goggles on. He pulls up alongside me, and he goes, "How's it going?" And I've got my Maryland plates on. He's like, "And what are you doing here?" And I said, "I'm going across country, GPS, on my way to Bozeman." He goes, "Bozeman's not here." I go, "No, it's not." He says, I go, "What just happened here? What happened?" He goes, "Oh, what happened was about 3,000 cattle or steers or cows, whatever they were. About 3,000 have went by." I go, "Hour and 15 minutes." He goes, "Yeah, they move at their own pace. They don't care about you." I go, "That's pretty clear." So I got in the car out of my mind with, "What the hell just happened here?" And then I ended up in about 8 hours more in Butte, Montana. And I will just end the story there, but I will say that when I got to Butte, I stopped at a bar because I was freaked out. And I went in just to get a simple beer. And a man next to me ordered something that I thought was pretty wild. He called it a red beer. Does anyone know what that is? It freaked me out. You know, a red beer is Clamato and beer. Now, out in Butte, Montana, that's probably everyday fare. But to me, that was pretty wild. Thank you.